This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and the Nordic nations comprising Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland and Iceland have elevated their bilateral ties to a Green Technology and Innovation Strategic Partnership. Mr. Modi made the announcement while addressing a joint press meet with leaders of Nordic nations after attending the third India-Nordic summit in Norwegian capital Oslo yesterday. Prime Minister Modi said investments from Nordic countries in India rose by 200% in the past decade.
10 वर्षों में हमारा बायलेटरल ट्रेड लगभग चार गुना बढ़ा है नॉर्डिक देशों के इन्वेस्टमेंट फंड भी भारत की रैपिड ग्रोथ में अहम साझेदार बन रहे हैं पिछले एक दशक नॉर्डिक देशों से भारत में निवेश में लगभग 200% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है तेजी से बढ़ते ट्रेड एंड इन्वेस्टमेंट ने भारत की ग्रोथ स्टोरी में तो योगदान दिया ही है साथ ही नॉर्डिक देशों की अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में भी बहुत सकारात्मक भूमिका निभाई है और हजारों नए जॉब्स क्रिएट किए हैं
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी अफर्म्ड that the relations between India and Nordic countries are set to usher in a new golden era with the recently concluded trade agreements, including Trade and Economic Partnership and India-EU Free Trade Deal. On terrorism, Mr. Modi said the two sides have a clear and united stand. No compromise, no double standards. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Finland and Denmark reiterated their commitment to shared values of democracy, a rules-based global order and urgent reforms in multilateral institutions in today's changing world. Acknowledging India's global stature, they stressed the need for enhanced cooperation with New Delhi as countries sharing similar values, particularly to address the challenges of conflict and global disruptions. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has arrived in Italy's capital, Rome, on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and UAE. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted the Joint Committee on the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026. Lok Sabha MP Sudhir Gupta has been appointed as the chairperson of the committee. The panel comprises 21 members from the Lok Sabha and 9 members from the Rajya Sabha. Members from the lower house include Kamaljeet Sehrawat, Bayajayant Panda and Dr. Nishikant Dubey. From the Rajya Sabha, the committee includes Vinod Sridhar Tavade, Sujit Kumar and Ujjwal Deoram Nikam. The government of West Bengal's Department of Women and Child Development and Social Welfare has issued an official notification introducing the Annapurna Yojana scheme aimed at providing an assured monthly financial assistance of Rs. 3,000 to women residents for their socio-economic upliftment. Scheduled to take effect from June 1, 2026, the financial aid will be credited directly through Direct Benefit Transfer DBT, into the Aadhaar-linked bank accounts of eligible beneficiaries. The government of West Bengal has notified 66 classes of OBC list for reservation in the services and post under the state government following the Calcutta High Court order and cancelled the 10% reservation for OBCA and 7% reservation for OBCB. In a notification by the Backward Classes Welfare Department of the government of West Bengal, the list of 66 OBC classes has been published for 7% reservation. The earlier two categories of reservation have been struck down. Following the division bench order of the Calcutta High Court, the OBC list in which 66 classes were included before 2010 under the state list under Article 16(4) of the Constitution of India will remain intact. Indian Railways electrification has touched 99.6% coverage. It has reached to over 69,873 kilometers. As of March this year, India has practically achieved complete electrification of its broad gauge network, positioning itself ahead of major rail systems in European Union, United Kingdom and United States of America. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium, Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 221 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Rajasthan Royals scored 225 for 3 with 5 balls to spare. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bowl. Put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants made 220 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.